In his later years, Picasso used to joke with Genevieve Laporte about his relationship with Jean Cocteau, telling her that he disliked Cocteau because he had introduced Picasso to Olga Koklova, who later became the artist's wife. In reality, the two men were close friends, and Cocteau introduced Picasso to the elegant world of the Ballet Russes. He was a breath of fresh air for Picasso, who in just a short space of time had lost his father and his then-lover, Eva Goel, as well as his beloved dog, Fricka. Cocteau wrote one of the first monographs on Picasso's work in 1923, having already written a poetic work titled Ode to Picasso in 1919. In 1961, on the occasion of the artist's 80th birthday, the publisher Pierre Bertrand compiled 11 texts by Cocteau that reflected the two men's mutual admiration and friendship. Picasso illustrated the book with 24 lithographs, which were chosen to reflect Cocteau's preferred style and motifs. In 1919, Cocteau met Raymond Radiguet, a talented young writer who had burst onto the Parisian literary scene. He became one of Radiguet's most fervent supporters, and the two men became inseparable friends. Radiguet had already published two novels and contributed to the most prominent avant-garde magazines, including SIC, La Nouvelle Revue Française, Littérature, and Les Feuilles Libres. He also founded his own magazine titled Le Coq. The art dealer, Daniel Henri Kamweiler, known for his promotion of Cubist works, published Radiguet's play The Pelicans when the writer was just 18 years of age. Sadly, the precocious Frenchman would die just 2 years later. Despite his tender years, Radiguet was acclaimed by Paris's leading intellectual lights of the early 1920s, and Picasso could not help but be drawn to the rebelliousness of the teenage writer. We can see as much in the portrait he produced of Radiguet when the Frenchman was aged just 17, and which was published posthumously in the book of poems titled Cheeks on Fire,